as we begin today a new series within the a new aspect of the discussion in terms of technology and Shabbos, in terms of davar she'eino miskayim, much of what occurs when in numerous different endeavors and different activities is a small beep, a small light which goes on for a second or two. Something will show up on a screen for a few minutes. A little electricity will be added to whatever I'm doing. You walk in an elevator, and therefore, maybe a light will go on, or will cause more electricity to be used. Even if you use a microphone, it will cause a little bit more electricity to be used. But assuming that's a problem, but in many of these situations, it just will cause that to happen for a bleep, for a moment or two, for an instant, and then it will be gone. The question is, does that itself assume that there was some halacha involved in many of these situations? But does the fact that it is simply eino miskayim, is that going to change anything? So to figure out if there's such a general klal of davar she'eino miskayim, and what where it comes from, how we could understand it, and whatever the parameters. So the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Yigimel tells us the following: Ve'ein hatoveya chayev at she'ed seva mehamiskayim. Person who dies, something is only chayev if it is miskayim. Avol seva if it lasts. Avol seva she'eino miskayim klal. Interesting, he has an extra word of at all. Kagon shehevir srak o sheshar al garbe barzel o nechoshes. One use these type of dyes on metal. On barzel o nechoshes, v'tzva'o pater. Sharei ata ma'aviro l'shaito, because, I don't know what that means, a simple pshat is sha'ata ma'aviro l'shaito, you're going to remove it soon. Ve'eino tzovei aklom, you're not dying anything. And this is the cloud the Rambam brings. So you could have said maybe there's something special to tzovei, but then the Rambam gives you this general rule: v'chol she'ein melachto miskayemes b'shabes pater. In other words, what the Rambam starts out as a prat in Hilchos tzovei, he finishes with kol she'eino ein melachto miskayemes b'shabes pater. So we are all familiar with this klal, I think. It's something which is shogeg b'fino. However, the truth is, if you really look for earlier sources, it's not so pashut to find such a thing. Where does the Rambam get this idea from? Where does this come from? So the Magen Mishnah quotes two different possibilities. He quotes it, number one, Zeha klal, Zeha davra, Nilmam nimasha nidbin hakosev, She'enu ela b'davra ha'miskayim, K'mevuar perek yid aleph halacha tesvav, in which the Rambam is referring to, Micah Mishnah is referring to what the Rambam tells you over there. Ein hakosev chayev ad she'yichto b'davra ha'roshim ba'omek, mondiyo v'shchar, v'shach v'shchar, v'sikra, kumos v'kalkantum, or a clap in a yor the eights of chayotzi from al kosa b'davish ain't a rishum oneka or omed going mashkin and meperos kosa b'diyo chayotzi b'al alal yorakos al davish ain't a omed pater ain't a chayav jirto b'davir ha omed al davir ha omed ain't a moche chayav jirto sava ha omed al gabid al david davir omed. So the first idea the Rambam I'm quoting from is from the Rambam, which is really rooted on a Gemara, from a Gemara on Daf Kuf Dalet on the Beis. Right, with the Gemara there says, HaKotzev al Besaro Chayi, Besaro Sar Pater, and then it continues the Mishnah, Kosev Mashkin, Meperos, Avadrokim, Chol She'inu Miskayim, Pater. Okay, so that's source number one to this idea of Dovah She'inu Miskayim. The second source, which the Magen Mishnah quotes, is the Gemara in the Mishnah Habona, Zeha Klal, and Kuf Beis Amid Beis, kol ha'osem melacha u'melachto miskayemes b'shabes chayiv. Okay, so one could, in theory, take that Mishnah out of context to read it exactly the way the Magen Mishnah read it. That kol she'ein melachto miskayemes b'shabes. The problem is, many of the Rishonim don't exactly learn this exactly the way the Rambam is learning. It's the way the Magen Mishnah is learning this in the Rambam. So it's kedai just for a moment to take a break and to go step back and analyze the two sources that the Magen Mishnah is quoting for Vidasa Rambam. So first, the first klal, the Magen Mishnah thinks the Rambam got it from the Gemara on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis, where again the Gemara said Kosav b'mashkim to make peiros ba'avak drachim. So you could start clarifying, you could start asking a shayla about the following. You could argue the case, is this a halacha of, exactly as the Magen Mishnah seems to be saying, a halacha of melacha miskayemes? You need, there's a klal in Hilchos Shabbos, in order to be chayev for anything, it needs to have a certain permanence. And this would be the paradigm for it. Or I could learn that this has nothing to do with that. This is a din in Hilchos Ksiva. In Hilchos Ksiva, and it may go well beyond Hilchos Shabbos. Completely, for example, the Rashba on this Gemara compares it to Hilchos Gittin. The Rashba there discusses whether you need davar shel kayama, al davar shel kayama. The Gemara only speaks about writing with the davar shel kayama, with the type of ink. But how about the niyar? How about the paper? Does it have to be shel kayama also? So he compares that to the sugya and gittin, in terms of gittin, in terms of a get. So from the fact that it's being compared to gittin, seemingly again there's no din of melechas machshavis over there, so seemingly this could be just understood as halacha of ksav, halacha of ksiva, and lav dafka would there be such a parallel in other melechos. It could be though the Rambam, in his limited parallel with the source that he's quoting for Tzoveya may be more like Siva, not necessarily, maybe yes, maybe no, I don't know. But one could have argued the case that Soveya and Siva would be more alike than other malachos, and you couldn't necessarily compare at all from one to the other. What I meant by Soveya and Siva is it's not always so pasha to figure out what is the differences between Soveya and Siva. Right? Obviously, when I dye a garment, okay, that's Soveya. When I write a sefer, that's Ksiva. However, when I draw a picture, we spoke about that, sometimes the Gedarim become a little bit blurred. What the Chilukim will be. I happen to like what it was very Meduyuk in the Rambam, that the differences between Soveya and Ksiva was that Soveya was beautifying the paper, beautifying the thing I'm writing on, enhancing the thing I'm writing on, mashing Ksiva is conveying information. It's not on the thing I'm writing on, rather it's the gedar malach is what I'm writing. Okay, so anyway, if you take that Gemara, that wouldn't necessarily be the right an ideal source for the Rambam, because it would be limited to Ksiva. And it would be halacha hilchos Ksiva. I couldn't apply it anywhere else. Next, the other source of the Rambam, and probably a further point within this, is that even within the Rambam, who discusses the fact that I need davar shel kayama al davar shel kayama, so you have to figure out, does that mean what he's really getting to is that, no, there's really one overarching halacha that needs to last? Or no, these are two separate tanoim and hilchos ksiva. Next, the other source that the Magen Mishnah is quoting for the Rambam is the concept of Kolo Osem Melacha Melachta Miskayemes B'Shabbos. The truth is that you really need the Mishnah there in order to explain where we're coming from. Habona kama yibona v'yechayiv, habona kol shu v'mesasteif, makabipate shu v'matzad, hakodeya kol shu chayiv. Zeh haklal. They're actually speaking of bona and the details of makabipate. Zeh haklal kol ha'osim malacha u'malachto miskayemes b'shabes chayiv. Shai. So what in the world does that mean? So Rashi, when he explained this, says it means the following. And it's going to be very meduyuk whatever he's saying in the Gemara. Zahaklal, what does that mean? Kol osim walchim walchim sliyamet, sheyesh miskayemes kayotzi ba, ve'ein mosif aleha. There are those who leave it, it's miskayemes, and they don't add on to that. And the Gemara in explaining what that means, Zahaklal, lasuye mai, lasuye dechok kapiza bekava. What does that seem to mean? That you have a huge chunk, a huge golem of material, a clump of material, and you're trying to make a kli out of it. So you're pressing into this clump in order to dig out an opening in order to a receptacle, in order to have a base kibla. So I already dug out a certain amount. Rashi says, so I already dug out shlosh lugim, and it's usually I plan on doing more, but since yesh mekayim ben kain, some people leave it already at that with the smaller share without digging into the deepest part of this golem. Therefore, I am already going to be chay. That's the way Rashi says it. If simply even that minayu bay has nothing to do with what we're talking about. That just means, am I going to leave it as it is without being mosif on it, or as long as some people leave it that way? That's nothing to do with what the Rambam was talking about. Or Mochon was, it could be hatzim miskayim in that way, but it's not the point of Rashi. Furthermore, the Piskei Rid and others ask on Rashi, he says, what are you talking about? You only chayiv on something that acherim are mekayim in kain. If that's the case, someone is building on Shabbos, right? So what is it? You only chayiv when I complete the house. I'm building a house, so okay. So some people, maybe I'll say some people, okay, build a one-story house. But let's say I dig half a story, or I build only the yisod. I build a foundation. I build I put on 15 bricks today. I don't know, 100 bricks today. And it looks like a mess right now. It looks like, you know, bricks here, bricks there. So I'm only chayev to, when I got to the point when I'm... No one would be mekayev et kach. So could that possibly be that I'd be pater? Hatenach. I'm only chayev come out when I finish the house? When I finish a house, at least somebody would live in? So, I think if you read Rashi carefully, what he's really saying is the following. It's Meduyik, one of the other Rashi's later on over there. Hametzadeh eso even is chayiv. Right? A person who just simply places on the stone is going to be chayiv. Why? Afilu below nasan tit, diyesh mekaymen kain below tit. What he means is that stage that I did within itself, is it something which could last as it is without my doing anything else to it? Is it something which I'm going to be mekayim the way it is, where it is, without my doing anything else? If I'm still going to have to add tit to be mekayim that malacha that I did, whatever I did already, then I'm not finished yet. And therefore I didn't even build that. I didn't even build that brick yet, but that brick is still not on. Is not yet on. Right? Chazino and the Ezra and the Sod that in Kavanas Rashi, that in Kavanosol, a host of Livnosol. No, I'm still going to add a billion more bricks on top of it. But what he means is, the Kan Mari be so, the Vadi Tzarech Lahost of Allah. Our Kavanos Bashi, the Ain Tzarech Lahost of Lokadeshi Yakim, Lahad Kfar Asa. I don't have to add to already to let Lachin Roy Lahost of Allah af below Tit. I could use that as a building block already without doing anything more to that. So is that necessarily saying what the Rambam is saying? I don't think so. Huh? It's a different point completely. It's a different point. Is did I finish doing whatever I already accomplished? It could mean, he does use the words kiyam, so it may mean that it needs to have a kiyam in order for me to proceed. But I don't, it's not throwing out the point, and it's not, you wouldn't create a call from there, I don't think. So we're going to have to start testing whether or not there really is such a cloud. Right, the Rambam does seem to say it. Does everybody agree to it, number one, and does it go beyond the malachos that, does it apply to all malachos? Parenthetically, I should add on, the Ritva, the Ritva, for example, does learn this Gemara, and before I even get to the Shir, he thinks the Shir that Kol shu zahaklal kol osam malacha malachdo miskayemes b'shabbes. He reads the Gemara as follows: it has to at least be miskayim b'shabbes, miskayim l'shabbes. We're going to talk later on. Let's say there is this klal of kol miskayim. What's that? I'll leave with the Rambam. That would be along the ways of the Rambam. That it has to last. What does it mean? It has to last. So what does it mean? It has to last 5 years, 10 years, 15 years. 20 minutes, what's going to be the Shiur? So the Ritva learns from this Mishnah that it has to last for Shabbos.
It's also not like Rashi.
It's also not like Rashi, exactly, but Rashi says... Excellent. Sheesh. Very good. So what is it? Very good. So Rashi says that what you... I'm not sure if I were grading this for English grade. I'm not sure I would read it. I would give it a good grade. But the Mishnah is a little... I think they call it a dangling modifier. I believe so. So kol osem malacha malachto miskayemes b'shabbes. So Rashi says b'shabbes a osem malacha kali. Not to how long it has to last or anything like that. No, it's keilu you read it as kol osem malacha b'shabbes umalachto miskayemes. That's what you're reading. It's talking about he's doing it on Shabbos. So the Ritva, if you read this, he seems to be reading this Mishnah aliba the way the Magen Mishnah is claiming the Rambam read this. And also, and even beyond that, adding a share to it, which we'll talk about more in the future. However, the Ritva should note that, again, even if there is such a klal here, the Ritva adds that, even though they'll tell me I'm not going to be chayiv unless the malach is miskayemes b'shabbos, in the sense of what we mean by miskayemes, it has to last, afal pichein, af be'eno miskayem klal, it's still aser lechatchila. Kol kol dem is kaim and ktsas. You call chol apachos is a drabana. And he discusses: are there any outer limits at all? If it's something to be mutter, if it's enom is kaim klal, could go in mayim ba'alma. You know, if I write with water and offer meduldal. But it has no kiyum at all. Is that even going to be awesome? The dabon, the suffix of sharet zion and shin mem simul chavchas. So seemingly, even though we're not so pushed to find the source for this, according to some rishonim, the Rambam seems to have it, the Ritva seems to have it, but afal b'chein, it's still going to be awesome. The dabon, as long as at least there's something that may be important for us. But some of what we're talking about may not have any kiyum at all. Maybe even the dabon, there may not be any. But what do we mean by miskayim? What do we mean by miskayim for this purpose? What exactly are we talking about? So again, knowing that the Rambam is the one who believes in this, we know he believes in this, so we have to analyze Rambam. The Rambam in... tells you the following. Hakosev al Besara. According to Mishnah Berurah, quotes this from Simon Shin Mem. Hakosev al Besara. All the Achronim up on this. Make a very big deal. Hakosev al Besara. Bidyo. Chayev Meshehu Or. Okay, that's itself interesting. I guess it's telling, in terms of the tzura of what I have to be writing on, a person's skin is considered like writing on skin, writing on leather. And that's considered, it's not a shinoi or something like that. A bit of a chiddush. So now, but then, is that going to last? But then he continues. Af. Shechamimos besaro ma'averes haksav la'achar zman. Aye, it's not going to last because the person's going to start sweating. And that's going to cause the ksav to go away, to be erased. So should that matter? And again, the Rambam's the believer of there is a p'tur of davar she'ein mizgayin. So he tells you the following: it still is chayiv. Why? After chamim is p'tur ma'averus ksav lachares man hareze kiksav dinimchak. That is ksav, but what? It's ksav, which is going to just simply become erased. Which is going to be erased. So what does that mean? Why is that not? I don't follow. So what is? Isn't that the point? That's not going to be misguided anymore. What's he getting at? Right? I thought that's exactly what it meant. So what do you think? How would you understand that? If it's just a din in the ksav is miskayemis.
Right.
You're saying if it's a klal, if it's a klal in Hilchos Shabbos, it's much harder to understand? Or even then, so you're okay with it?
Well, if you also need it to be
al-davar miskayemis. Even there, it's a davar ha-miskayem, but something else.
That's effective.
So here we're saying. So one way of saying this would be, this is what Samach Wonen want to say, this is a little bit more of a chiddush. That, let's say I write on a davar mamish on miskayim. I write a sefer Torah. I can't erase a sefer Torah, but I write something on a piece of paper, mamish, and it could last forever and ever. But what? But an external factor is going to come, and I plan on doing a maisa and erasing it. So is that going to make it davar she'eino miskayem? I did a full-fledged, but some other factor, an external factor, exactly, especially an external factor would be some my plan or someone else's plan to.
If someone erases the board every half hour and you do it in the forest.
Exactly. So if someone's going to erase the board, exactly. So is that going to be a form of davar she'eino? Is that going to be a form of davar she'eino miskayem? The fact that exactly that it needs a new maisa chadash. So that's very understandable, although they won't have to start analyzing. That's going to become very, very important. Much of the turim of davar she'eino miskayem, we have to analyze. Let's say I put together a puzzle. It could last indefinitely. One of the turim though is it's einam eskayim. What do you mean? It could last indefinitely. What makes it indefinite? The fact that I plan on taking it apart.
Similar
to Kesher Shalkayim also. The same type of questions. It's all these, and much of what we're talking about in many cases simply what I did could last indefinitely. It could last forever. Just simply, I don't plan on leaving it indefinitely because the whole point of it is doing it again or whatever. The puzzle, you know, usually you don't make just a puzzle once, and then you, or if I just pick that as an example, billions of others. So, should that matter? Question number one, which we'll have to start asking about, is the fact that does my das change anything to the fact that I plan on erasing it, or I plan on taking it apart? You could ask the question in Ksivan and all the other malachos as well. The fact that I plan on putting it together, but I plan on doing a maisa, b'shait, I plan on lighting a fire in order to put it out. I plan on to undo it. Is that going to change anything? Question number one. But here, So first of all, parenthetically, the Ma'ar HaShabbos of Misha Yadler, Shlita, he thought that the pshat in this is the chol deboy meisach adoshik they l'shag l'avik miskayim after daikol l'chag. That's the way after daikol l'machom. So even though he plans on erasing it, that is still ksiva. Problem is, this case is not exactly that I plan on erasing it. Right? When I'm writing on my skin. It's not exactly the same thing as I plan on sitting down with an eraser later on. No, it's seemingly more of a memela at that point. It's not like I need a maisa chadash in order for. It almost sounds like, and this is the, I think we're going to have this later on, in a chanami, I don't need a new maisa to undo it, but simply the fact that it needs a new metzias is going to have to come about. Something new is going to have to happen in order for it to become erased. B'shaita, I have a full-fledged ksiva. I think this is more the direction that you are going. B'shaita, I have a full-fledged ksiva. Elamai, that something is going to happen, which we know is going to happen. But afal pi, that already is still considered a ksiva. And if that's the case, you may really have to start analyzing how, maybe it's something I want to do, but in terms of how sweat works, how the process really works. Because then if we want to parallel this to, let's say, writing on computer screens. So obviously, question number one thing to have to ask, first of all, you don't plan on leaving it on the screen forever, simply the chat, you plan on shutting off the computer, you plan on typing the next thing on, which will mamela cause the what was on the top of the screen to eventually go to the bottom of the screen and eventually fall off the screen. If they use the words fall off in a precise fashion. Right, eventually no longer to be there on the screen. But so number one, they plan on doing other mice to force it off the screen. But sometimes, how about the screensaver? The screensaver, is that going to help you also? Is that better or worse than writing, typing on it? Assuming what we talked about months ago, that ksiva on a computer screen is considered, let's make believe it is ksiva. Okay, now our only question is it ksiva miskayemes? So now, do I say the fact that there's a screensaver, is that better or worse? Or different, I don't know. Comparing it to this Rambam I wrote b'shaito, and the fact that something later on is going to happen, I'm going to start sweating and to erase it. Here, it's here this in X amount of seconds, the fact that the screensaver is going to come on to wipe it away from the screen, Is that going to change anything? Could be sweat is different. It could be right now there's no sweat there at all. Mashinking, this is the system set up that it's going to be erased in the mail. Anyway, but that's certainly a very important frame of reference. This Rambam, if the chat simply, I need it to be Miskayim, and no matter what, I need it to be Miskayim, and okay, then I would certainly, almost everything would be butter in these type of situations. But here, we see something we know will become erased, but yet that doesn't matter for some reason, since B'shaito, it is Iksav, and maybe, or the fact that I need a Maisa Hadasha, those type of factors will very much limit how far we're going to expand this Ptur. So some very famous applications, not necessarily technology, but these are some of the old discussions which revolved around this. So there's a famous Ramah which answers eating birthday cutting birthday cakes. You know, birthday cakes, happy birthday to so-and-so. So, of course, they have the letters on them. Obviously, discussion within itself. So, the Dagal Mervava argues on the Ramah. He says, what's the problem? So, the Chazon Ish, he says, I don't understand what the Dagal Mervava wants. The Imi Shom, This is the key line of the Chazon Ish. The imishum the ein daito l'kayim el alechol. The cake is not going to last it too long. You know, as many, even though you have preservatives in them, and I think it's the nature of these cakes, but still, eventually, it will be eaten. The whole point of it is for it to be eaten. The ein daito l'kayim el alechol. The lo matzino because the dafka b'mikayim. There's no such klal, the Chazon Ish says, that you have to want to leave the Ksav forever and ever. Right? It's not only when I write a Sefer Torah. No, he thinks even when I write a piece of cake. You plan on eating the cake? No, afal pichein, it's still in the perspective of the Chazon Ish. V'lo ba'i ela davar harayi l'skayim, something which could last. And he thinks, al vada yikosa v'sof hayom, I write at the very end of Shabbos, v'daito, Lisrof es haksav mozei Shabbos, and I plan on burning it immediately. You know, top secret information. I write it, they write somebody something on Shabbos Kodesh, and immediately